This conference is being recorded.
Good day, everybody, and welcome to the TMCH webinar on .web in Chinese. My name is Peter. I'm with the Trademark Clearinghouse. I will be introducing Edmund Chen, who will give us some more details on his TLD. But first, we'll start with some overview on the stats of the TMCH. So currently we are at the 41,492 marks. About 44% of them have been submitted for multiple years, and most of our marks are registered by agents. Agents are professionals who work with domain name management or brand protection, and they can help you submit your marks in the Trademark Clearinghouse. 92% of all marks have been verified, and we have marks coming in from over 109 different countries, covering about 121 jurisdictions. One of the services of the Trademark Clearinghouse is the Sunrise service, allowing trademark holders to register in advance of general availability. But another service are the claims notifications. These notifications notify trademark holders of any registration matching their marks during the first 90 days of general availability. And to date, the Trademark Clearinghouse has sent out over 241,000 claims notifications. After the 90 days into general availability, we will keep on sending notifications, and these notifications are called the ongoing notifications, and slowly growing to 500,000 ongoing notifications that have been sent out to trademark holders. And now I'll hand it over to Edmund, who can introduce the new GTLD launching next week, I believe, the .web in Chinese.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for the Clearinghouse to host us here. As Peter mentioned, I'm Edmund Chung, and I'm here to talk a little bit about the launch of .web in Chinese. It's really pronounced "dianwangzan" in Chinese, but it's one of the most, anticipated and exciting new top-level domains in IDNs or internationalized domain names. Those who know who I am or know that I have been promoting internationalized domain names, IDNs, for the last almost 20 years now, since 1998. And this is one of the very exciting ones that really resonates with Chinese people in terms of the web and how we use the internet. So I'll, thank you for the Clearinghouse for having us, and I'll talk a little bit quickly, jump into, the meat of the launch itself. So these are some of the information that I guess you'd be interested to know. As Peter mentioned, the Sunrise will start next Monday, so just a few days from now, on the 26th of September 2016, and that will run for a month, and it's exclusive to TMCH, which is the Clearinghouse registrants, and so that provides you with the priority to register under Dianwangzan or .web in Chinese. And just a note, while the top-level domain itself is in IDN and it's in Chinese, the second-level domain or your trademark can be in ASCII or in English alphanumeric characters. Of course, welcome in Chinese as well. But just because if you have an English name, .dianwangzan or .web in Chinese gives you some value as well in the Chinese market. I'll go back to that. But as I mentioned, next Monday, Sunrise is starting. And then LandRush, a month from now, 27th of October 2016. And it will run through what is called the EAP, Early Access Program. It's kind of like a Dutch auction. I'll come back to some of the details with general availability starting on November 2nd, 2016. All of the phases are run as a first-come, first-serve model, so there is no auction set up for any of them. So basically, when the doors open, it's a first-come, first-serve. During that period, of course, Sunrise provides you with the priority land rush as a Dutch auction process. Goes through a few phases, so I'll come back to that again, and general availability November 2nd. So before I go into the details of it, I guess I'd like to share a little bit about the excitement of .web in Chinese. You must have heard a number, you must have seen a number of Chinese top-level domains being launched over the last couple of years. But .web is by far the most popular way to refer to the internet in China and in Chinese. Dianwangzan, or .web in Chinese in that sense, is four times the popularity of the closest rival, and that's one of the things that we're so excited about, because if you talk about the internet, Dianwangzan, Wangzan is really the way you talk about how refer to the internet. And this is you look at the IDN or internationalized domain names. One of the things that is really important is how it really adds to the value of your brand or your portfolio of domain names. And speaking of that, having an IDN or having a Chinese domain name, really there are three areas. It makes you search friendly, makes you mobile friendly, and makes you e-commerce friendly in China and the global Chinese market around the world. I'll get back to that, but one of the key aspects is really how people search on the internet. Today, you might think that even in China, most of the users type in domain names in English, but one of the things that you have to understand is that users search in their native language. So what happens is that if all your website and all your domain name is in English, people can't even see you online. Most of the users from China, from Japan, from Korea, while they may be typing in English domain names when they search and when they're trying to find products or services that you're offering, they search in their native language. And getting a Dianwangzan or .web in Chinese domain help make you immediately visible to the hundreds of millions of Chinese users searching online. And that's one of the key aspects of Dianwangzan, and that's one of the reasons why it's not just about whether your brand is in Chinese already. In fact, even if you have an English alphanumeric domain or an alphanumeric trademark in the clearinghouse, a ASCII, if you will, or English alphanumeric domain, Dianwangzan, makes you visible to the hundreds of millions of Chinese users immediately. And that's one of the core values of having IDNs in the first place, but also especially in terms of Dianwangzan and .web in Chinese. The other thing that people tend to, forget is today already, especially in Asia and especially in China, we're looking at an internet that is mobile first. Unlike the U.S. and European internet marketplace where the desktop or the laptop is still king, mobile is now the key channel to which the internet is being accessed by Chinese. And what that means is that no longer is more people typing in domain names. A lot more people is navigating the internet and searching online using voice input and using audio input. And that makes a big difference in terms of how internationalized domain names and Chinese domain names are actually used. While people may be typing in domain names in English, it's hardly, it's hard to really imagine that Chinese users would be speaking to the phone in English. And that's why Dianwangzan or .web in Chinese is really valuable going forward in the mobile-first internet that we're seeing in China today. And speaking about the future, it is also about the new users coming in online. The new crop of users, while they a lot the many billions of people that are yet to come online is going to be coming online speaking their own language. English has been a very big part of the internet as it started, but today Chinese is already one of the biggest, in fact the biggest language on the web, and Dianwangzhan really represents .web in that very natural form. And as I mentioned, it is the most popular way for Chinese to refer to web presence, and it's also the most comprehensive to reach the global Chinese audience. With the Dianwangzhan or .web in Chinese, it immediately allows you to be searchable online, and it also allows you to have a friendly name that people can call you up online through the mobile phone, through audio input. And that's the power of a simple domain name, but also it turns your brand into a brand that is friendly to Chinese users. So coming back to the details of the launch, in fact, Dianwangzhan is actually going to be one of the most simple launch that probably you've processed. It will go through a few phases, Sunrise, Landrush, and then general availability. Each of them is going to be run in first-come, first-serve process. The start of Sunrise is going to start, as I mentioned, next Monday, September 26, 2016, starting in 0:00 UTC, and it will end a month later, 30 days later, 2016, October 26, which is a Wednesday, at the end of the day in UTC, so 23:59. The pricing is also very simple. During the sunrise, it's going to be $100 per domain year. Renewals, if you register for multi-years, it's going to be $100 per domain year. If you subsequently renew after the general availability, it's going to come back to the general availability pricing, which is the U.S. dollars, $10 per domain year. Landrush is going through a very simple phase. Again, both Sunrise and Landrush is conducted in the first-come, first-serve mode. Landrush is going to go through four tiers in terms of pricing. It's kind of like a Dutch auction, which is called which is called Early Access Program at this point. And the four tiers, respectively, will start in Tier 1, will run from 2016, October 27th, which is Thursday, for one day, and at the price of $3,888 per domain year for the first year. And as we reach the Friday, so one day later, October 28th, 2016, the price will drop from $3,888 to $888. That's Tier 2. Tier 3 will be effective 2 days later, on Sunday, October 30th, 2016, and the price will be reduced further down to U.S. dollars 168 per domain year. That's Tier 3. And then that will run for another two days, and the Tier 4 will kick in at $88 per domain year on November 1st, 2016. That will run for one more day, and until we reach general availability, which will kick off on November 2nd, 2016, at 0:00 UTC. And that's when the pricing will reach the normal state, which is $10 US per domain year. Thereupon, and in fact for all the Landrush and Sunrise names that has been registered, will be renewed. All the renewals will be priced basically at the general availability pricing, which is $10 US per domain year. So very simple process and a very direct first-come, first-serve process. And finally, I hope you would be excited to know that Dianwangzhan, or .web in Chinese, is brought to you jointly by a team of industry expertise from .asia and affiliates, which means that if you're a .asia registrar or an affiliates registrar, any of the affiliates TLD registrar, you can immediately sign up for Dianwangzhan or .web in Chinese without any hassle. No OTNE is required, no additional thing is required. Just go through the affiliates ORMS, which is sign up for Dianwangzhan, and you'll be set up immediately. In fact, I can let you know that quite a number, about a handful of registrars is already signed up, and we're looking forward to many others to sign up for this very exciting IDN new GTLD. So that brings me to really the end of my presentation. Just as a quick reminder, Sunrise is going to start next Monday. It's going to run for a month until end of October, 27th of October 2016, and general availability will start November 2nd, and all phases from Sunrise, Land Rush, and of course into general availability will run as a first-come, first-serve model. So very simple launch process and a very exciting TLD that really means the web and really means a web presence and internet presence for the Chinese online. And I guess that's where I'll stop, and I'll pass it back to Peter and see if there's any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Edmund, for this interesting expose on the dot web. I won't try to pronounce it in Chinese. My Chinese isn't that perfect yet. I don't know if there are any questions. If there are, please post them via the chat window. Otherwise, Mikkel will be happy to forward any questions we receive offline. This webinar is also being recorded, and the presentation and the recording will be shared afterwards. And with no questions in the chat, I think this is the moment that we can... Oh, 1 second. We have one question. Edmund, do you expect any business or much business from North America and Europe?
Absolutely. I think one of the exciting things about .web in Chinese is that this is an opportunity for U.S. and European companies to reach the China market. I think many people have, of course, heard about the Chinese market for many years. The domain market in China is heating up from last year, and it's continued to be red hot this year going forward. And Dianwangzhan, or .web in Chinese, is kind of a gateway for European and U.S. companies to have a beachhead into China. One of the things that I mentioned earlier is about just being visible, because as a small, medium-sized business or even as brands, the challenge is you don't even know whether your products or services is being, you know, that the Chinese market is interested in them, because the Chinese users, as they search online in Chinese, can't even see you. But with the .web in Chinese, a top level domain, at least part of your domain or part of your website is in Chinese, and then suddenly it becomes visible for Chinese users. And this gives you an idea of whether there is traffic or interest that is coming in from China, and thereupon you can decide whether to set up a full-fledged Chinese presence inside the market. But a domain name, while being a very small part of it, suddenly makes you visible to the hundreds of millions of users in China. And that's really the value of Dianwangzhan. And so, yes, I think a big part of the domain is, of course, about the China market within China, but it is also a big part for the TLD itself to attract medium-sized businesses from the U.S. and Europe, and, of course, brands from U.S. in Europe into China.
Thank you. We have one more question. Is how does this string differ from the other .chinese website that another registry has launched?
Thank you. Thank you, Peter, and thank you for the question. I'm going to jump back to one of the slides that I showed earlier. As I mentioned, .web, or is pronounced Dianwangzan in Chinese, is actually four times more popular than its closest rival, which is kind of .web address on the Internet. If you do a simple search online, you would see that the results coming back is four times more, and what that really means is that the way that the Chinese associate with the web or associate with the Internet is through Wangzan. Wangzan is the basic element of the Internet and how people refer to and relate to the Internet and to the web online in China, and therefore we're very excited about it. If you look at the Chinese web address or web page, .web in Chinese actually comes out far and above its closest rival, and it's actually the way that people refer to websites or internet in a most natural way. So that's, I guess, the reason why we think even if you have an English or alphanumeric brand name, by attaching Dianwangzan to it, as Chinese people search for your trademark and want to search for your website or your web presence, they will be naturally typing in your brand name, Wangzan, and looking for your web presence. And therefore, that's where the search engine optimization or search value comes into play. And so just by using a Dianwangzan top-level domain, it immediately makes you visible to the hundreds of millions of Chinese users online.
Okay. Thank you for answering the question. We received another question about popularity of the word .web, but I think you've covered that in previous slides. So with this, I'd like to close the webinar. Thank you for your time. Thank you all the attendees. And like I mentioned, we will share the presentation.
All right. Thank you, Peter.